Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, I start with what else, or I should say who else. Yes, more John Lithgow news. Can you bear it? Well, Giant, the Broadway play in which he stars as Roald Dahl, the popular children's author who expressed and got in trouble for some anti-Semitic views, is now officially a hit. Now, in theater terms, that means money. The play's producers announced that the show has now recouped its $5.6 million in capitalization costs. That means they can repay investors the money they put up to finance the show and can start earning and distributing profits, that's a big word, profits. To audiences, it means little, but trust me, in the stage world, it's big. The show, which focuses on those remarks Dahl made while criticizing Israel, earned its money in just 10 weeks. That is something, with only 7 performances a week for much of the run. Most shows that recoup take longer to do so and have perhaps more performances. Now, P.S., it's hard to resent any good news about John Lithgow. He's pretty much considered the nicest guy in the business. And speaking of good investments, just in time, the musical at Circle in the Square, which celebrates Bobby Darin and which has been running for 14 months, is the first new musical from Broadway's 2024-25 season to become profitable. That may not sound like much, but know that Broadway musicals have always been particularly risky investments. That became even more so since the pandemic. The only other new one post-COVID that became profitable are MJ, Six, and Juliet, The Outsiders, and Kimberly Akimbo. Now, I know investors of this season's revival of Chess, and they claim to already be receiving some checks in the mail, so that's good news. P.S., as I've mentioned before, I first saw Jonathan Groff trying out Just in Time at the 92nd Street Y more than a decade ago. So you have to admire the patience and determination. Well, the good or better news is you can get a taste of all the nominated musicals when the Tony Awards are handed out in June. The companies of the 7 Best Musical and Best Revival of a Musical nominees will perform at the 79th Annual Awards at Radio City Music Hall. At least during the major ceremony, you'll hear that. It turns out that former Tony Award winner and 5-time nominee Laura Benanti and 6-time Emmy and SAG nominated actor, musician, and writer Titus Burgess will host the Tony Awards Act One. What is that? Well, that's a live pre-Tony show, beginning 90 minutes prior to the major awards. Hey, I'd be happy to listen to Laura Benanti for 90 minutes and call it a night. Now, for the not so great news, the noteworthy closing of the week, and there's always at least one. The latest is Beaches, the new Broadway musical based on the best-selling book and the 1988 film of the same name. Originally scheduled to run through September 6th, the production played its final performance at the Majestic Theater on May 24th. Beaches began performances on March 27th. At the time of closing, it will have played 38 regular performances, 28 previews. So it's back to the beach for that one. Now, that show, as we know, is about a great friendship, but it seems we all must still be yearning for true love, because those star-crossed lovers named Romeo and, well, you know who, are coming to Central Park for the first time in nearly 20 years. Thank you, Shakespeare and Public Theater. Never was there a story of more woe or more romance than the Bard's timeless tale of those two young people from warring families. As the Montagues and Capulets are torn apart and violence spills into the streets of Verona, Romeo and Juliet dare to defy a world determined to keep them apart. As we know, the story never gets old. West Side Story ring a bell for anybody? And P.S., Romeo and Juliet is also the selection this summer in Los Angeles, where I remain, at the outdoor Will Gear Theatrical Botanicum. Well, I will be there. I'll let you know how the story ends. I always claim there really are plenty of things to see in Los Angeles, as you know, and not just theater. It's considered far behind New York, for example, in the art world. Well, I just visited the newly renovated LACMA Museum, which is spectacular in every way. And further downtown is the exhibit called Monuments that I saw at MoCA, actual statues and such from the Civil War primarily, alongside pieces done by current artists. It's a beyond powerful show. Now, back to Broadway. A great actress is returning to the New York stage. Well, sort of. Six-time Emmy and Tony Award nominee Tova Afetxa will provide the voice of Mrs. Folger broadcast over the PA system in the new musical coming called A Walk on the Moon. It's making its New York premiere on June 15th at the Laura Pels Theater. A Walk on the Moon, the stage version, will be directed by Cheryl Kaller, with book and additional lyrics by the original screenwriter Pamela Gray. As a reminder, that one is set in the summer of 1969 against a blend of hard-driving musical 60s sounds. Hint, hint, think Woodstock. I love that movie, A Walk on the Moon. Starred Diane Lane. Anyway, speaking of music, this coming week I'm finally going to take myself to see a production of a rather famous show. The Flower Drum Song is playing at the East West Theater in downtown's Little Tokyo neighborhood. Raves for this version, so I'll report back next week. And let me end here with the sentiments of Rita Wilson, actress, singer, writer, wife of a guy named Hanks, as in Tom, yeah. And now she's involved with a show called Celebrity Autobiography. Now, in that one, different performers read actual words written by famous folks of the past. Its producer and creator, Eugene Pack, has reportedly found a way to make these books entertaining by turning them into theater. For years, his celebrity autobiography has been well received when or wherever it has been done. By speaking them out loud, Pack and his ever-changing cast reveal how ridiculous some of these self-serving books can be. The show has finally made it to Broadway, where it's slated to play the Schubert Theater with different readers rotating in and out throughout the summer. Now, as for those memorable words from Rita Wilson that I promised, okay, quote, "I still believe all kinds of stages are valuable because whether it's a small venue, a Broadway house, or a stadium, you are always really performing to one person and trying to connect with them." End quote. Agreed, and well, this one person will see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.